We might get to Grama Garme at the end of Shir, but we need to finish up Tosfos, as I mentioned. And I also, for those who were here yesterday in Bikias, uncovered a new problem with Tosfos, which I, Baruch Hashem, I was the first one to have uncovered, but I did notice it on my own. And it's already being dealt with by the Achronim. The Shach probably has noticed it, and the Sivos is talking about it, or Kiveger talks about it, and others. Tosfos claimed, and we're in the middle of this Tosfos, that you can't say Migal Mafreya. So no Migal Mafreya meant the following. I come into Beis Din and I say, you say to me, what are you doing on this field? And I say that Miplanya Zavanye Dizabna Minach. I bought it from so-and-so who bought it from you. You turn to me and say, well, you admit that it was mine, and so-and-so never bought it from me. So, Zil Labar Dog Divya, now have a nice day, but you don't actually, according to my account, I'm actually not entitled to own the field. So Rava says that Benime. Rava says he's correct, that the Ma'arer wins. So the Rishonim point out that in this case, it sounds as if the only basis on which we know that the field belongs to Elimelech in the first place is because I said so. I said I bought it from Rami who bought it from you. I said so, but I admit it was yours. And let's assume for the moment the way I knew it was Elimelech, I think this is clear in Tosfos, that I knew it was Elimelech. I understood that, but I assume he had sold it to Rami, and that's why I bought it from Rami. So what would happen in such a case? So in this case, there's no Eidim that Elimelech is the Marakana. I also don't happen to have any chazaka here, any shnei chazaka here, but I happen to be mufsak on the karka because I'm living here right now. He says, my boy is b'hayar. Now, if I were to claim, and this is the point that Tosfos makes at the beginning, if right now I were to say, I bought it from Rami, and I saw Rami buy it from you, so I would win as well. I wouldn't even need a chazaka. And if I were to say that I bought it from Rami, and I saw that Rami was living there. In other words, it wasn't just that Rami came up to me in the shuk and said, Rebbe, I got a great property to sell you. You know, I got a great bridge to sell you. It's not like it was that. I saw Rami lived on the field, even if I saw it one day. So that would work as well. And I don't need chazaka for that. I believe. Why am I believed to say that I saw Rami buy it from you? Or that I saw Rami live in it one day? Why am I believed to say that? And if I say that, I win. Right? Because you have no Eidei Chazaka. I don't have a Chazaka, but I'm Mosak on it. I don't have Cheska Shalshan, I'm Mosak on it. Why am I believed? Migo, that I could have said, Elimelech, I bought it from you. If I'm on a field, and you claim it was your field, and you have no proof to that, and I say it was your field, but I bought it from you, and I don't have Shnei Chazaka, who wins? There's no... What's that? You have no Eidim that it was your field. I claim I bought a field from you, I lost the shtar. Yeah, I bought the field directly from you, I lost the shtar. I have no Eidim Chazaka, but I'm right now living here, and you have no Eidim that you're the Marakama. Allah says, I win. I don't need Cheskat Shalosh Shanim. If I say I bought it from you because you have no proof that it was yours. So Migo that I could say, you have no proof. I can say I bought it instead of saying that I am the Marakama, I can say I bought it from you. And if I say, so Migo, that I could say that, I can say I bought it from Rami whom I witnessed buy it from you, or I bought it from Rami who lives in it, who's already living it one day. How do I know that that is actually an Migo? How do I know that I'm just not Neman outright? So the Gemara in Kashna di Elisa says, "E amar le kamai didi zabna minach." Even the case where I say I saw him buy it from you, meheman migo de ibay amar le anasavanta minach. I believe it's amiga. Reb Kiva Eger, by the way, here in the Chiddush of Christ, they deny this is really amiga. He says it's not. But I'm going to take the Gemara Kipshuto, that the Gemara says amiga. It's amigo. Why is that? And let me. This. Why do you need amigo for that? So I want to emphasize at least my understanding of what's going on in general, which is to talk about something that I was directly involved in, that I did, I can talk about that. If I'm believed, it's because I have nemanus. If I'm not believed, it's because I don't have nemanus. To talk about what somebody else did when I'm not effectively the baldover of that action, I don't have nemanus about that. I don't have nemanus to say, I saw you buy it from him. If he was the marakama, I as an edech would be nothing to put it in your possession. He has edim and he's the marakama. I don't have nemanus on that. So why do I have nemanus to say that I bought the field from Rami and I saw him buy it from Elimelech? The answer is only because of Migo, because I could have said, I bought it straight from Elimelech, enough, Zevinte, and done. But you, either I have Cheska Shalashanim when you have Aden that you were the Marakama, or if you don't have Aden that you were the Marakama, in fact, that a Mosakam is enough if I say I bought it from you. So Tosis establishes, claims at the beginning, that this is a case where there's no Aden Marakama, there's no Cheska Shalashanim either. I would win if I said enough, Zevinte. I would win if I said I bought it from Rami, who bought it from you in my presence. I would win if I said I bought it from Rami, who lived, oh, I saw live in it one day. Those latter two times I would win because Migo, that I could say enough to him. Tosfos came up with the following Chiddush. Tosfos said that if initially I just say I bought it from Rami, who bought it from you, unless I'm going to take the Pashtus the way Tosfos Girsa and the way he read the Gemara, I didn't explain how I knew that Rami bought it from me. But I acknowledged that it was yours. And I assert that Rami bought it from me, which I don't have fundamental nemanus on, and I bought it from Rami. You now lodge a claim and say, Rami never bought it from me. You admit that you bought it from, I admit that I bought it from Rami, not from you. I claim Rami bought it from you. I don't claim how I know that. I'm Moda, you're the Marakama, and you say, listen, Rami never bought it from me. There's no proof for that whatsoever. And I admit that it was yours originally. So, have a nice day. And you walk away with the field. Or, I walk off the field. Now, what happens? I now turn around and say, well, 1 second. What do you mean? But I saw Rami buy it from you. Or I saw Rami live in it one day. Satosa says, doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because in order to believe me with that taina, that either kamedidi darbe chajoma or kamedidi zabna minach, I'm only believed with amigo because I could say minach sevinte. But says Tosfos, I can't say minach sevinte anymore. I could have said minach sevinte when I lodged my original taina, but I can't say it anymore. Why not? Because that would contradict my original taina that I bought it from Rami. And Tosfos says, you don't say Migo l'mafreya. I don't have fundamental nemanus to claim now that Rami purchased it from you in my presence, or Rami lived in it one day. I can't claim that now with a Migo that I could earlier have said Minach Zevinte. I can no longer say Minach Zevinte, therefore I don't have a Migo now, therefore it doesn't work. Okay. Now, before I talk about the problem I raised yesterday, I just want to set up the end of Tosfos, which I don't think I had realized originally why Tosfos spoke about what he did there. Like this is a little bit of an unusual Tosfos, because he talks about something the Gemara doesn't talk about at all. In other words, he just decides to go off on a riff on a topic that's just not in the Gemara. You know, but what happened if? And that's interesting because none of the other Rishonim that I've seen address the issue. And in a sense, they don't address the issue because the Gemara doesn't beg them to address the issue. It's surprising in light of the assertion of the Balei Tosfos, given that all the other Bishonim cannot, I don't mean the Rambam, but Ramban certainly, and certainly the Rush and the Rashba, they all know the Balei Tosfos. I mean, which exact collection they have, I don't know, but I'm assuming they are aware of this Tosfos, and yet they don't say boo. They don't say whether they agree, they disagree with Tosfos, don't know. So, but here's the comment that I made in Shir on Thursday. What would happen if I brought Aden? Instead of my claiming, Minach Zevinte, I brought Aden that said that either Rami purchased it from you in my presence, or that Rami lived in it one day. So I asserted in Shir on Thursday, well, of course it should be good then, because you don't need the Migo for Nemanus anymore. You have Aden. Now, the truth be told, half of that statement is true, but it's so obvious it need not be stated. If two witnesses come and say they saw Rami buy it from you, whether I was or wasn't present doesn't really matter. We have witnesses that Rami's the rightful owner of the field, definitively, and I bought it from Rami. The end. However, what happens if two witnesses come and say Rami was Dar Bechad Yoma. He was Dar Bechad Yoma. And he was Machzik one day. So the question is, I assumed on Thursday that once we have witnesses that Rami in fact lived in it one day, Rami, I should be able to win, right? If I had said Darbe Chadyoma originally, I would win. Now, Rami can say, so now that we have witnesses, you don't need amigo for me to say that. That should work. We have to explore whether that's really true, but that's really what the last part of Tosos discusses. And that gets rather interesting and complicated. Okay, but that's the question. In other words, we're no longer asking for me to turn around and say, oh, but I saw Rami live in it one day. That's a Migo Lamafreya. Because I'm only believed with that kind of Migo that I could have said I bought it from you, which I can't say anymore, because I already said I bought it from Rami. Okay, put that on hold for a second. That's where we're up to in Tosis. Let's now talk about this case we did in the Kias yesterday. One person is a field. It's not clear. The Gemara doesn't say my body's Tayara. Two people arguing about a field. One of them says it was my father's, and Achalte Shnei Hazaka. And the other one said it was my father's. The first one brought witnesses only that he ate it Shnei Hazaka. The second one brought witnesses obviously only that it belonged to his father. So, Abaye persuaded Rabbah that you can't say amigo there. Amigo that he could have said, Minach Zvinte, therefore believe him when he says it was Shalav Osai, because it's amigo Makom Eden, because the only Eden we have say it belongs to the other guy's father. Then the Gemara says, what would happen if the guy who claimed, who had Eide Chazaka and claimed that it belonged to his father but couldn't produce witnesses for that, what if he were to turn around and say, yes, it was my father's, they bought it from your father. They bought it from your father. So the Gemara says, L'chu le'almeis nema, that there's not even a whiff of contradiction between the second taina and the first taina. To turn around and say, the Gemara says, that it was like it was my father's. This field was so dear to me, it's like it's my ancestral homeland, even though really I bought it from you or your father, whatever it is. So that the Gemara has a suffix, whether or not the second taina contradicts the first taina. But to say that it was bought it from your father, that's not a contradiction at all. And the Gemara says that works, then I will. There's only one problem. It's amigo l'mafreya. Because why am I believed to say that my father bought it from your father? Migo that I could have said, I bought it from you. But now that I already lodged the taina that it was my father's, it means that I got it from my father, which means I didn't get it from you. So I can no longer say Minas Zavinte. You want to believe me now to say it was Shalahosai, Shalachome Avosecha, Migo that I could have said earlier Minas Zavinte. Yes, earlier, but I can't say Minas Zavinte now. That's amigo to my friend. The Gemara says it works. So what does Tosfos do with the Gemara? It's a good kasha. This is one of those moments in learning where you feel vindicated, like your brain is actually working. So it's a good question. The Shach seems to assume that, so how do you put these two cases together? It sounds like let me add a detail. Well, we did in Mekiah, it's not a detail, we said it yesterday. It's a machlokas whether you can say it was like it was my father's to me. But everybody agrees that if you walk out of Beis Din and then you come back in, you can't introduce that title. Why? Tanach Hagmarin, because someone told you what to say. The Shach claims that if I walk out of Beis Din, I lost right now, I walked out of Beis Din, I walked back into Beis Din and said, you know, yes, it was his father. My father bought it from his father. The Shach says that he could leave Beis Din and come back and make that taina. And it would work. So my understanding of the Shach is that, now the problem is, Tosfos doesn't use the terms here on Laman Amad Aleph, but Tosfos is talking in terms of Toin Bechazer V'Toin, right, where I lodge a claim, there's a counterclaim, I then clarify my claim. And Tosfos says that's when exactly when Migo L'Mafreya becomes a problem. So how's that different than Laman Amad Aleph? I think the Shach's answer is, I'm going to propose the following three-part structure in towing b'chozer v'towing. There's towing, eino towing b'chozer v'towing would be when I contradict my earlier taina way too much. They're totally incompatible. Well, they're really four parts. Okay, everybody agrees that that's no good. Where's the machlokas of whether the Gemara presents two scenarios of towing b'chozer v'towing? Well, one scenario is in which there's machish b'miktas, but it's not an outright contradiction, and that's the machlokas of the ula nerdai. But if there's no contradiction between what I say later at all and the first taina, that's where the Gemara says that even the Hardai is noda, that it works. That you can be towing because of towing. But I want to propose that there's really actually three categories. There is towing because of a towing where it's machish b'miksas. There's towing because of a towing where it's not machish at all, but the second part is not necessary. The second time is not necessary. And then there's towing b'chozer v'towing where the first opening claim was so ambiguous that we really need the later claim to understand in a certain sense what's going on. And it's in that last category that I think that the Shach is claiming that in that case, even if you left Beis Din, your original taina is not finished yet. And I think that's what he would say for Tosfos, why Migal L'Mafreya is not a problem there. Because Migal L'Mafreya is only a problem when I finish my taina, it's done. It stands on its own. We have an assumption that we're allowed to make without having to go anything further. There's a counterclaim. Now I have to respond to the counterclaim, and now I want to sort of explain what I meant earlier. But it's not a necessary explanation. So then, if I left base, then it's no good. And then, if I need a migo for that, it's a migo l'mafreya. But if there's something that is essentially left open, where it's a tabula rasa to write on, and now I need to fill, and we can function without it. You said it, Shalavosai. The bottom line is, you don't know Eden to that. But really, we have no idea. Shalavosai could be many different ways. It could be with Shalme Olam. It could be they bought it from this guy's father. So for me to come later and clarify, it's not even Kodu and Chozer V'Towing. It's just finishing up the original payment. And there, it's not a problem, Migal L'Mafreya. That's maybe what the Shach meant. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says something else, and let me see if I can present it to you. I don't even have the text in front of me. Very, very, very sharp. Why is it that we don't say Migal L'Mafreya? The guy lodged the taina originally. He could have, at the time we might have assumed he was telling the truth. He could have lied and told a particular lie, but he didn't. Why? Because we assume he wants to tell the truth. And he has no reason not to tell the truth. Now, there's a counter, there's a response. And now he needs to issue a counterclaim. And we are afraid that now, because he sees that he's going to lose with his Tainus Emes, he's going to lodge a Tainus Sheker. But we started out with the assumption that he's telling the truth. And now we're afraid that he's going to effectively lie because he sees that he's losing. So you don't say Migal L'Mafreya there. We're afraid that he's lying there. And he no longer has the possibility of the other thing. But in the case on Daf Lam and Aleph Amin Aleph, when he said his original taina was the Zerah Shalav Osai, so what do we know now about his original? He had a Migo. He had a Migo then, right? And what do we know about his original taina? Was it true or was it a lie? What? What did the Edom say? Belongs to the other guy's father. So now, you can't say that all of a sudden now he's becoming, then we think he was telling the truth. But because he saw that he was going to lose, now he figured, I better come up with something else. No, what he said then already was being contradicted. And yet he had amigo. So Ruki Beger says, therefore, we believe in this particular case that he's not lying. Because if he were going to lie, he would have already lied earlier. Because based upon, if we're going to limit him to what he said earlier, we know he's lying. We know he's lying because Amigo Mamakom made him. And we don't know about those he's lying. But he claims it was his father's, and the only two witnesses who was going to say it were the other guy's father. So we know he's lying. We have no reason for us to assume now he would initially begin to lie. So that's what Ruki Beger, I believe, says. I'm not sure I'm feeling overly compelled by it, but that's how he tries to be mechalik. Right?
Where's the Migo fit in initially? Since he's being contradicted. He could have said originally. Now, he could have said originally that minafsevinte b'chalte shvei chazaka. Right? If he were a liar, he could have said that. But he said something else. He said shelahosai and b'chalte shvei chazaka, and that's a winning taina. Initially, if both said shelahosai, he will win with shelahosai with shvei chazaka because he could have said minafsevinte. We'll believe him, it belongs to his father. We have no proof, but we have no proof that he's wrong either. When the other guy brings Aiden, so now we assume that as presented, if we take his taina as originally presented, he lied. And if he were lying, why didn't he tell a better lie? So therefore, we'll believe him now that he's just explaining what he meant by that. Whereas in our case, the Laman Amin Aleph, our assumption is that he's telling the truth at the beginning. And we don't know that we never think that he lied. I bought it from Plony, who bought it from you. He's telling 100% MS. That's what he believes. He has no proof of that, but he never claimed he had proof of that. So the assumption he starts at that he's telling the truth. But now that he sees that yes, he could have lied then and said, I mean, Asavinde, but he didn't lie, presumably, initially, because he thought he was telling the truth. That was the best, truth is the best thing to do. Now we're afraid that because he's losing, now we are going to assume he might lie. See, in his case, we have no reason to assume his original taina is a lie. But in the case of Laman Aleph, we have come to the conclusion that it's not true, because the other guy is Eidei Avos. And therefore, when we look at his Migo then, that doesn't make sense. Why would he have said taina A, which is a lie, and he must know it's a lie, right, if he doesn't have Eidei Avos, if he could have said taina B? So the answer is, maybe that really wasn't the lie, because what he says now explains what that meant. Whereas by, again, Daf Lamed, we have no reason now to think that he was lying. We should think then. Our assumption is the first thing he told us is what he believed the truth was. So as long as we work that assumption, we assume he's changing his mind now, unless he's got a Migo now. But in the other case, we know what he said originally wasn't the lie, but he had a Migo anyway, so why did he lie? The answer is maybe he didn't. Maybe he's explained to us what he meant now. Yes. The question that the Migo that he has is that initially when he said Shalavosai v'chal v'shnei chazaka, he could have said Minas Levente v'chal v'shnei chazaka. He could have said that, and that would have been the end.
So is that saying we believe him now because he lied earlier?
Well, the question the Gemara is saying, the Gemara says that if he comes back and says Shalavosai shelekachua me'avosecha, yes, it was your father's, but my father bought it from him. Had he said that taina originally, had he said even he has no proof that his father's bought it from the other guy, but he says, I know my father's bought it from your father, and I have Shnei Chazaka, he would win with that. Why? Migo, then, would have been a Migo that he could have said, but now, he didn't say that earlier. He said, Shalavosai, he didn't say, and he didn't say, Shalavosai, Shalakachome Abosecha. He said, Shalavosai, which is kind of stump, it's anonymous, it doesn't really explain how it was my father's. And now we have witnesses that it was the other guy's father's. So now he's going to lose. Because it's Chazaka Sheni Mataina. Because Chazaka was, my father's. And we know it wasn't his father, so he has no Taina anymore. And now he turns around and says, no, my father bought it from your father. Now normally you're not believed to say that, except with Amigo. What? Amigo that you could say Minas Levente. According to Tosfos, he can't say Minas Levente anymore. Because he already said in his original Taina Shalavosai, and to say Minas Levente is an outright contradiction. That's the problem. That's the kasha on Tosis. But Rav Akiva Eiger says, no, the only reason why you don't say Migo L'Mafreya is because we assume that you were telling the truth originally. That's our assumption. You want to come in and tell the truth. In this case, on Daf Lamed. And when you tell the truth, you lose with that, not because you're not believed. You are believed, but you don't. It's not a Taina. I bought it from Rami, who bought it from Elinav. Except for he didn't. I don't claim I have proof that I know it, that I saw it, that I have witnesses, that I saw them. I don't claim I should tell you. I logically, an assumption is, I wonder whether I told the truth. I lose because that's just the way the law breaks down. Now we're afraid, because I realize I'm going to lose by telling the truth, I'll try to win by telling a lie. And we're not going to believe me, and I don't have amigo anymore because it's the afraid. But on Daflam and Aleph, I'm at Aleph. So there, We know that he wasn't telling the truth originally, at least as literally constructed. He said Shalavosai, but the witnesses say it belonged to the other guy's father. So now you can no longer, the scenario cannot be, he lied earlier, even though he had a better lie. So now that his lies have failed, it's possible. We'd have to say that he lied originally, even though he had a better lie to tell, and he would one with and close the case. And now he's trying a different lie. That's what we'd have to say. Because the Kibbutz says, no, we don't want to say that. We would like to assume that he told the truth originally. The only way to get him telling the truth originally, and it's just, we know it's, right now we know it's not true. We know it belonged to the other guy's fathers. There are no Aden, he has no Aden. Later in the Gemara, he gets Aden Avos also. But right now, when he has no Aden Avos, so now you're left with the conundrum explaining, huh, he lied in the first place when he could have told a better lie. That doesn't make sense. Ma'alol l'shaker. Awesome, it must be. What he's saying now explains and fixes that so that, in fact, he's not contradicted and there's no lie. It's pretty sharp. Might be true, too. As I say it a couple of times, I'm beginning to believe it more and more, but it's succeeding. It's really good kasha, at least. Okay. Yes. Probably. I think it's certainly a shorthand. I'm not sure. I think that's a good formulation. Right, Lamed is amigo l'mafreya. You want to say now retroactively, believe him because he had amigo. Whereas Lamed Aleph is saying that we see retroactively that he had amigo, even though it's based upon things that he says now. But basically, what he's saying now on Lamed Aleph is basically now being attached to the amigo to the taina earlier, and therefore he's believed shalavosa shachum avasecha with amigo. Whereas here the problem is you need to use the amigo now, and amigo l'mafreya doesn't work because you can no longer taina. You can no longer tie in our Gemara that the Midah Sevente.
It's not exactly that we discover now that he had a Migo back then.
We discover now what his Taina was. That, I'm sorry.
Okay. We discover now that, with this new addition to Taina, then what you said earlier would work.
And how does it work earlier? Exactly. So that's, I think, it took me a second to also recognize that your formulation is a good form. It's a clever twist of language.
You have
to answer. No, I understand, but the point is what I'm saying now explains what my taina was earlier, and now I have amigo earlier. Right? This is a case that you can't say amigo now, and amigo lo mafreya lo amrina. That's a case where, by explaining what he meant earlier, you now have, Ephraim still said it better, this is amigo l'mafreya l'omrina, and that is l'mafreya we had amiga. Something like that. Okay. Okay. That's the easy part. Okay, so now back to our Tosfos. In our Tosfos, so let me remind you where I was, even though I needed to sort of deal with that. Tosa said that when the guy comes forward initially and says, I bought it from so-and-so, who bought it from you, either Kamaidi be in my presence, or he lived in it one day, I saw him, I'd been living in it for a couple of days, so I figured he's the owner and bought it from him. So you would win. But the problem is, you didn't say that originally, you just said, I bought it from so-and-so, who bought it from you, and your moda that it was, my moda that it was only Malas originally, therefore, I can't say Migal Mafreya. Now, as we said, if Adam would come forward and say that Rami bought it from Elimelech, whether I was or wasn't there, of course I'm going to win because we know it's Rami's. What happens if Adam come forward and say that Rami lived in it one day? Now, so you look, continue in Tosfos. And Tosfos, where are we? Uvda didan. It's on the sixth wide, very wide line in Tosfos. Uvda didan. I have a maisi hamachzik sahadi the darbe chadyoma. If he were to bring witnesses that the guy lived in it one day, so now he's not neman on his own to say that the darbe
you know, kami didicha yoma, because he doesn't have a mingle afreya. But instead he brings witnesses. Nira the Rashba, the Havale le ukma la ara piyade. We should, in fact, establish. We should establish that he should win. And why should he win? Why should he win? Well, what are the facts here? The facts are that it belonged to Eli Melech once upon a time. How do we know that fact? Because I was Moda. Lav kamo dislike. We also know as a fact that I claim that I bought it from Rami, which is not contested either. Nobody contests that. And that I believed at the time that Rami bought it from Eli Melech. That's not contested either. The question is, did Rami buy from Eli Melech? Now, does Rami's purchase from Eli Melech, does Rami's living in it one day prove that he bought it from Eli Melech? It doesn't prove that. It is, for our purposes, it doesn't prove it. What does it do? If you go back to the case of Kashta the Elisa, what is the function of Darbe Chadayoma that would work? What would you say? I think this is crucial for perhaps cracking this Tosos. I think what it does is it makes it it's a Chazaka Sheishima Taina there. It makes the Taina a Taina. Chazaka I have. I have 3 years in Kashta the Elisa. But 4 years, I think, in fact. But it makes it some type of a grounding. It means that there's a chazaka sheishi mataina. To say that I bought it from Rami when we have no inkling that Rami ever owned it, that's not considered taina. But if there were witnesses that Rami lived in it one day, so then that would be enough of a taina. That's what I think has to be. So our Tosfos is going to be a little bit difficult. But Tosfos, and let me ask another question. If I had said originally, when I first came, what Tosfos said earlier, I originally had said, you want to know my bias by Ara? The answer is, mi plani zavinte, and I saw him live in it one day. Plani zavinte desabne minach, and I saw him live in it one day. So Tosfos says that he wins. Right? That's what Tosfos said. He says it only doesn't work when you're tiny that late. It doesn't work. Look earlier in Tosfos. On the third narrow line in Tosfos, very close to the top, seventh line. Avo ba'uvda da'hacha dimashma shaloha yelama ara edim mikana amar mi deka amar lokla kamodis. I have a time kamedi di zabna minach udar bar chada yoma hayeleman. So originally, he would have been believed to say that he lived in it one day. Why? Because he could have said minas sevente. Now, when he claims in it later, derbe chadyoma, he's not believed because he doesn't have a migo anymore. It's mina freya. But what if he brings witnesses? I would have thought that that's the end of the story. It should be such a davar pashut that if Rami has witnesses, if there are witnesses that Rami lived on that field one day, so that's no worse than when I had tied it originally. I saw Rami live on the field one day. Because you no longer need a migo l'mafrei. You don't need a migo at all. It's a fact that he lived in it one day. Two didn't say that. So now I have a tie and I bought it from Rami, who said he bought it from you, or who bought it from you, let's say because he told me so, I don't know otherwise. And he lived in it one day. That should be enough for a win. But Tosfos does not assume that. Tosfos instead makes an assumption, and I don't quite know how to square this. He does say, the Rashba says that's the din, but for a very different reason.
So I'm going to read again on the seventh of the very wide lines. Uvda uvda didani hava maisi hamasik sadi the darbe chayoma. Nirin lo ashpada hava leila uchma la arbi yade. Now he says afal gav the leka miga. Even though there is no migo. Now, if you had just stopped right here, I would have said, of course. You know why? Even though I don't have a migo to say, darbe chajoma, migo that I could have said, minasavinte. You know why he's believed? Because they're Edom. That's what I would have said. But Tosa says no. He says, mikomakom ta'aninam lelokeach. We're towing for the lokeach. Me'achar shahaya hamocher neman lomar zavinte minach b'migo. So I understand what Tosa says, but I don't understand why he needs this, and it creates more problems. If there are Edom that Rami bought the field from Elimelech, if there are Edom that Rami lived in the field for one day, let's say Rami gets into a fight with Elimelech. Rami sold me the field. And Elimelech said, Rami, what were you doing selling my field? And Rami says, Elimelech, I bought that field from you. And would Rami win? Would Rami win? The answer is yes. Why? Do you have Marakama, Elimelech? No. So Rami's living on the field. Elimelech says, why are you doing on my field? Rami says, it's not your field. I bought it from you. So of course Rami wins. So if Rami could have said, Tosas, I must be missing something in Tosas. Tosas says Rami is believed to say that he bought it from Elimelech. Well, I guess this is always the case. Rami has no, well, how can Rami be believed to say that he bought it from Elimelech? Now I know why Tosas says. This part I understand. Why does Rami believe to say he bought it from Elimelech? But he says it was yours. I'm trying to figure out why he needed an ego. On what grounds is it? Because in his field, but he said it was yours. He claimed he bought it from him. Guess what? He doesn't have a shtar, and he doesn't have Ede Chazaka. So he admits the field was yours. He doesn't have a shtar Ede Chazaka. He's on it right now. Why should he be believed? He admits it was yours. Rami said it. Tosa says it. He could have said, denied it was yours. He could have said, lohei dvar me'olam. So Tosa said, I still don't understand this. Maybe you're going to explain this to me. I don't know why you need to say this here. I would have just said that the reason why the machzik wins, if he brings Edom that Rami lived in it, if I bring Edom that Rami lived in it one day, I claim I bought it from Rami, you'll have to help me on this, guys. Let me just tell you what Tosfos says. I'm almost there, but I'm not there. Again, we understand in a case when Rami is holding onto the field and he says that he bought it from you, even though he has no proof, he has no shtar, he has no chazaka, he's believed because he could have said lo hayidvar me'olam. Okay. So Tosfos says, since Rami, if we don't have Aiden that Rami lived on the field one day, I am not meant to say they lived on the field one day because I don't have a migo, because it's a migo de mafreya. But let's say we have witnesses that he lived on the field one day. So Tosa says Rami would be believed to say, mina savinde. That's what his claim would be. Rami would say, I bought it from you. Why is Rami believed to say that? Because he could say lo hayudvar me'olam. So he's mema now. So Tosa says, since Rami, the Mocher, is able to lodge that claim right now, we lodge that claim on my behalf. In other words, I don't know, just because Rami lived there on the field one day,
doesn't mean that he actually bought it. But if he lived on the field one day, he would win the case against you. And therefore, when I am telling that I bought it from Rami, and the witnesses say he ate it one day, whenever you sell something to another person, unless you otherwise stipulate it, ma mocha rishon l'sheni, kol zchus shetavo liyada. We'll see it comes up explicitly at the end of Tosfos. Right? If Rami could have lodged that taina, that lo hayu dvar me olam, therefore, if he can lodge the taina, if I bought it from you, then we, on my behalf, lodge the same time, and Rani bought it from you. That's what Tosfos says. Now, I don't know why we need that, but that's what Tosfos says. But now there's a problem. What's the problem? Well, why is Rami believed to make that taina, as you said? You could have said, Elimelech, lo hayu dvar me olam. Can I say to Elimelech, could I have said to Elimelech, lo hayu dvar me olam? Can I say to Elimelech, lo hayu dvar me olam? No, why? Because I already admitted that it was yours. So Tosfos says, so now.
But that either works for you or it works for me?
No, it works for Rami. If Rami were the one coming forward now, if I weren't the thing claiming, he bought it for him, it would work for him.
It doesn't work for you to make it on Rami.
Or for Rami to make it on my behalf doesn't work. Why? Because I contradict that taina. So Tosfos says,
we're no longer evaluating the clarification that this is.
But before you say, I want to just read the next line of Tosfos. So Tosfos says that mikomakom afal gav the lech amigo. Even though there is no migo now, mikomakom tanina lulokeach me'achar shahaya mocher neman lomar zivinta minach b'migo di ba'amar lohaisa shalchamei olam. Now, ba'afal gam kehai lokeach yoda shahaisa shalo v'have kechad sahado. So what's the problem? Here's the problem. Rami, you claim that you bought the field from Elimelech, right? Why are we going to believe you? Because you could have said, Lo hayu dvar me'olam. You know why you couldn't have said, Lo hayu dvar me'olam?
There were no other witnesses.
Well, that's why you could. No, you know why he couldn't say, Lo hayu dvar me'olam now? Because I machish you. And therefore, if you said, Lo hayu dvar me'olam, what would you have to do? You might have to take a shvuah. And who says you'll take a shvuah?
So now Rami's ego is effectively now
amigo. No, it's not amigo, because if he said, Lo hayu dvar me'olam, he could contradict me and take a shvuah, although we'll explain why in a second he doesn't have to, which would be Tosfos' teretz. What's that? No. What would be if Rami, from my vantage point, if Rami were to say, Lo hayu dvar me'olam, he would have to take a shvuah. And if he were before us, and I knew that it was your karka originally, there's an eid echad that it belonged to you, and you deny that you sold it to him, and he claims he bought it from you. Normally, that's when eid echad is mechayev a shvuah. So Rami doesn't really have amigo anymore, I would say, until he takes the shvuah. There's only one problem.
He's not neman to say,
he can't take a shvuah, lo hayu dvar me'olam. You know why not? If Rami were to say, lo hayu dvar me'olam, and I'm the eid echad against him, we want to believe Rami when he says he bought it from you, because he could have said, lo hayu dvar me'olam. There's only one problem. Well, no, he couldn't say Lo hayu dvar me'olam, because if he had said it, I would have been machash him. And now that there's an eid echad, says Tosfos, I feel like I'm still missing something. There's an eid echad that the field belonged to you. Rami no longer has nemonis, because Rami can't swear. You know why Rami can't swear? Because he acknowledges that he bought the field from you. He can't swear it was never yours. He can swear that he bought the field from you. But you know why that's no good? Why would it be no good for Rami to swear that he never bought the, that he bought the, that he bought the field from you? What's that? He has to contradict the Eid Echad. He would not be able to, if he were, he would not be able to lodge the claim Lo Hayad Rami Olam, because he would have to swear that Lo Hayad Rami Olam, but he can. What he wants to swear is that he bought the field. In other words, if we have a field, this is Nascha the Rabbi Abba with one crucial difference. What's Nascha the Rabbi Abba? Nascha the Rabbi Abba is Rami grabs a metal pipe from Eli Melech, no, it's not a silver spoon from Eli Melech. But I'm witnessing, I'm watching him do it. Rami says, it was mine. Now, I say that Rami stole the spoon from Elimelech. Rami says, yes, I did, because it was mine. Rami loses. Why does Rami lose? Because he would have to take a shua. The problem is, the shua that he has to take is that he didn't take it from you. But he can't take that shua. Why? Because he knows it's not true. What he knows is true, or believes is true, is that he was taking that which really belonged to him. You owed him the spoon. But he can't deny stealing the spoon from you. But in order to undermine the Eid Echad, the only thing that you can possibly say is, Lo Hayu Dvar Me'olam. But he's not willing to take that shua, because it's a lie. And as long as he's not willing to take the shua to contradict the Eid Echad is treated like two witnesses. And Rami loses. That's the din of Naschar the Rabbi Abba. Right? In order to get out of the Shua Seid Echad, you can't swear to a different taina. You must swear to contradict the Eid Echad. If you don't swear to contradict the Eid Echad, you know what the case is? The Eid Echad equals to Eid. Only if you undermine the Eid Echad by swearing to contradict what the Eid Echad said. Not the outcome, but what the Eid Echad said. That's not for the Rabbi Yabba on Daf Lamed Aleph. That's a famous, famous case. So Tosa says the following here. Let's just look at Rami here. I say, Rami says that he bought the field from you. I say, now if you had no witnesses whatsoever, Rami would be believed to say he bought the field from you, because he could have said, Lo Hayu Dvar Me'olam was never your field. So therefore, he's believed with Amigo that he could have said Lahadam. But now, there's one witness who says that the field belonged to you. Rami needs proof that he bought it from you, because otherwise he's like, I know it was yours. 1-8 says it was yours. And therefore, the 1-8 says that he seized it from you. Because how else did you get to the field, Rami? You have to prove that. Rami wants to say, I bought the field from him. But the problem is, the only way for him to get out of the Shua Seid Echad is, remember, he's not believed inherently to say that he bought the field. He's believed only because he could say it was never your field in the first place. You have no proof. Now that you have an Eid Echad to prove that it was your field originally, the only way for him to get out of it is to swear to say that I'm lying, it was never your field. And if he did, it would be fine. So Tosa says, this is a problem here. Because the original, go back to the original case now. Rami doesn't have amigo to say that we don't believe Rami, if he lived in it one day, if he's a Mossack, that he bought it from you because he could have said the Holy Vermont was never yours. He can say it was never yours. But I'm going to be an Eid Echad who contradicts. And Rami would have to take a shua, and he can't take that shua. So Tosa says, why is there amigo for Rami that could transfer to me? So it's a klutz kasha, in a certain sense. Why is it a klutz kasha?
The difference
between
being
chayv
and not being able to not be
chayv
in the first place?
No. These cases, I believe, even though we didn't see the theft, Rami holding on to karka where he has no proof that he bought it, that we know that belonged to Eli Melech, Rami loses. If there were two Eidim who said this is Eli Melech's field, was Eli Melech's field, and Rami has no shtar and has no Eidim on the Mechir, he has no proof, Rami loses, even though he's Muchzak on the field for a day. Now, we don't have two witnesses. Now, so the case we said initially is Elimelech doesn't have any witnesses that the field belonged to him. So Rami is believed to say, I bought the field from him without any proof. As opposed to saying, as opposed to being believed by saying that Elimelech never owned the field. Lo Yidvar Me'olam. He's believed to say Lo Hadam on its own because she's the one on the field. We have no idea who belongs to him. We know who's Mukhtak and we have no idea who the Marakam was. Rami wins. So if he says now it was Elimelech but I bought it from him, Rami wins also with the Mika. But he can only do that if there aren't witnesses that Elimelech was the Marakama. In this case, are there witnesses that Elimelech was the Marakama? No, but there is a witness. So Rami can no longer acquire, just like if Rami rips the nascha out of Elimelech's hands, right, the bar of silver, he rips it out of his hands, and I see it, and Rami says, what do you mean, it's mine? He's going to lose because there's an Ein Echad that he stole from Elimelech. Meaning, this case, by Metalflam, it has to see the act. Because otherwise, you just assume whoever's holding it belongs to. Even if we knew it was Elimelech, there's no Marakama by an Asma. If it now belongs to Rami, but didn't see him seize it, he can say he bought it from you. But when I see the seizure, Rami can no longer say, it was mine. He can't say, didi chati. The only way Rami can win is by saying, lo chati. And he'd have to take a shvua, and he's not willing to take a shvua because his taina is didi chasi. So by karka should be the same thing. Of course, I've given away the answer already, and what Tosa's answer will be, sort of, which is Elimelech was the marakama. How do we know that? Because there's a witness who says it. Rami is on the field now and claims he bought it from Elimelech, but he's not neman to say he bought it without a shkar, without edim, without something, without edi chazaka. But you want to believe him with amigo that he could say that lo hayu dvar me'olam. He can't say lo hayu dvar me'olam because then he would lose. Right? Just as if he said, didi chati, and there's an eidecha me'e kineto, he loses. So too, if he says, I bought it from Elimelech, that's like, in a metaphor case, seizing the nascha. And unless Rami has proof that it was his, that didi chati, he loses. Because he can't take a shvua against the Erecha to say, oh, but the Dwini with the Migo, I swear it was mine, because if I'm going to swear falsely, I could swear that the Erecha is wrong. No, it doesn't work that way. To undermine the Erecha, you have to swear to contradict exactly what the Erecha says. Otherwise, the Erecha is like to wait. So in this case, Rami doesn't actually have a Migo, because there's an Erecha who says it was Elimelech. So Rami is not denying that. He says he bought it, but he can't deny it. He can't deny it because he's unable to swear against me because he knows it's not true. He claims he bought the field. He might be telling the truth, but he can't swear to that. That doesn't help him. Yes?
But isn't Rami then one established long before the ESF comes along to be made that...
Nothing has been established until the Edom come in. If Rami wanted to, before the Edom come in and say that he lived in it one day, Rami's not even a Baal Dover here. He's not a Baal Dover here. Now, when the Edom come in, I've already laid my claim that I bought it from Rami who bought it from you. Now that the Edom come and say, oh, by the way, the field belongs to the Rami lived on the field one day. So Tosus wants to say, well, since Rami would be believed with amigo, to say that when he was on the field that one day, now that we know that he was on the field that one day, when Rami was on the field that one day, he would have been believed with amigo to say that he bought it from you, amigo that he could have said it was never yours. So once he has that amigo transfers to me. I can say that Rami bought it from you. That amigo, that his right to taina and the karka belongs to me. And therefore I win with it. Correct, because I know that.
Are we talking about the amigo that he could have said, he could say now on the basis of that one day, or are we talking about the amigo he could have said on that one day?
I'm going to stop up for now. Now is when we're being done on the issue. We want to transfer his nemonis to me right now, so would he have nemonis right now? The answer is no. See, if I weren't in the picture, and now we would establish that, you know, if I didn't know anything about you, your role in this, then he could take a shvua right now. He can take a shvua to say he doesn't need to. Yeah, I bought the field from you because he could have said lo hayu dvar me'olam. But once I'm in the picture, since Rami believes that he bought the field from you, he cannot swear to contradict me. So the question is, how is it possible that his nemonus, his rights to the field, he can transfer to me when he doesn't have them? Well, the answer that I've given away, and Tosis will say, is that there's no shworn karkos. Tosis is going to use, I'll read it in a second, the case of Nascha Rabbi Abba to prove that if there's no problem with shvua, Rami can taina against the Eid Echad a different taina, and it's okay. As long as the Eid Echad is not mechayev a shvua, Rami can say to the Nascha Rabbi Abba, Rami can't say to the Eid Echad, in Achanami, I did rip it out of his hands, but it was mine. Doesn't work. He's got a katrid deyachad. But that's only when he's mechayev shua, and therefore it means mechayev shuva in yachal ishava. Once there's no mechayev shua, it's perfectly legitimate for Rami to say, yes, it's true, Rebbe, he did once own it. I know that, but I bought it from him. Because he could have denied ever having bought it from him. And therefore, and even though an eid echad says it once belonged to you, that's not mechayev shua because it's karkos. So therefore, his migo remains intact. Migo that he could have said, Loha Yudvarim Me Olam. He is, and he went there in Mechoyev Shavua. So he's them on to say now that it was yours and I bought it from you. So Tosra says, again, Mikoma Kom Tainina Lokech Me Acha Shehem Mocher Neman Lomar Zavinta Minach the Migo Diba Amel Hosha Shahome Olam. The Acha Gab the High Lokech Yada Shahoisa Shalo Bahave Kichad Sada. I would be a single witness. Mikoma kom have migo kidemashva lakaban gabinasva the rabbi abba. The e lo have mechui of shua of any achali shava hayanamama medi di chati migo diba amar lo chati hayamachesh asa aid. The hacha lo have mechui of the mashva of the gemara. The only reason why the guy who spread the rabbi abba couldn't say chati di chati is because he had to take a shua. Otherwise, if the yerecha wasn't mechayev a shua, if it wasn't mitoshen yachali shava mishalim, Then the guy would have been nemon against the Erech. The Erech had said, you grabbed it. He would have been allowed to tell you, yes, I grabbed it. And I grabbed it because it was mine. Migo that he could have said, you might have just contradicted and contradicted the Erech. He could have migo that he could have said, lo hayidvar me'olam, lo chatzei. It's only when there's a shvu involved, because you can't actually swear to contradict the tain of the Erech. You're swearing to something else. You're swearing to the...
Well, that's the type of migo that
no. It's not because of migo to other. It's because the guy, let's take the Nasa Rabbi Abba case. Rami sees the silver bar from you. So an Eid Echad says he sees it. So Rami, we go to Beis Din, and the Beis Din says to Rami, the Eid Echad says that you seized, that you stole the bar out of Elimelech's hands. That Elimelech is the Marakami, he's the one with technical possession. And the Eid Echad said that you stole it. So Rami says to your honors, you know, it's true because it was mine. So if there were two witnesses who said, Rami sees the silver bar from Elimelech, and they come into court, and Rami said, your honors, it was mine. Beis Din says to Rami, very nice, but two witnesses saw you steal from Elimelech, pay him back the nascha, have a nice day. It's an end of case if there were two witnesses. Even though Rami has a taina, he's not an emon. Eidim saw you steal, they saw you chotev, you're done. Now that there's only an echad, how do we handle it? So basically, what the Gemara is saying in Asa Rabbi Abba is that when there's an Eid Echad made against you, it's like two Eidim, unless you swear to contradict the Eid. If you don't swear to contradict the Eid, then there are two witnesses lined up against you. So in this case, if I testify that it was your field originally, Rami's living on it now, it means that there are Eidei Marakama, and Rami has no Shtar, and he has no Eidim to assail, and he has no Eidei Chazaka. He has no Chazaka. Rami loses. He can't say, Minasarinte. Because two witnesses say it was yours. He needs proof that he bought it from you. He has no proof. Now, I'm only an Eid Echad. But if the only way that I will not be considered two Eidim testifying that you're the Marakama is if Rami were to say, Lo Hayudvar Me'olam. Now, and Rami's Taina is Rami, if he were in front of us right now, based upon the claim that's been laid out, that Rami says, I purchased it from you, Rami's not Neman. He's not Neman, because maybe, in this case, he wouldn't be Neman, except for the fact that there's no Chiv of Shvua here, because it's Karka. So Tosa says, it's Mashma from the case of Nascha the Rabbi Abba, that if it were not for the fact that I am Mechai, the Nei is Mechai of Rami of Shvua, it's Mashma that Rami would be Neman against the Eid Echad, to say, I grabbed it and it was mine. Migo that he could have said, I never grabbed it. It's only when there is an Eid Echad involved that even if we wanted to, if Rami has said, I bought it, it's like two Eidim have said. If Rami Tainis that I seized it, but it's really mine, and an Eid Echad is made that he seized it, he can't, there's no Migo anymore, because it's a Migo, I guess it's a Migo B'Malkam Eidim. So we made them say that he stole it. Not exactly, but I guess that's sort of a meaning.
The reason I think I went to Migo the other is that it always seems like, you know, if either be, you know, we're asking Lalo Shaker, why would he tell this, you know, the, I guess, worse lie of, I did steal it from him, but really it's mine, when he could tell the better lie of, like, this is mine, is because he's not going to make that better, quote unquote, better claim, because to back that up, he would have to take a Shmuel Shaker.
Yeah, but he's willing to take a shua now. In the Aslan Rabbi Abba case, what we might have thought is that Rami can swear that what he took was actually his. Because if he's lying in an oath, he would have just lied to contrary to the Eid Echad. That's the Havamina. That's what the Migo would have been. The Migo doesn't work because if he doesn't, if he does not contradict me, I am now treated as two witnesses. And if two witnesses say you stole something, you don't get to take a shua to get yourself off. It just doesn't work. So, Satosis' claim is that it would work here. It would work here. Again, I find this to be so, so odd. I understand what Tosis is saying, but I don't know why Tosis needed to say this, and it's going to create a problem, as you'll see in a second. Just say that the reason why I win if I bring witnesses that Rami lived in it one day is because I claim it's no different than if I had, let's say I had Shnei Chazaka. If I had Shnei Chazaka, and then what's my kind? I bought it from Rami who bought it from you. If I have no proof that Rami bought it from you, this is Kashna Elisa. If I have no proof that Rami bought it from you, and if there's no proof that Rami lived in it one day, so we believe me that I had Shnei Chazaka, I have witnesses, we believe me that I bought it from Rami, and I think that Rami bought it from you. But Rami did buy it from you, because there's no evidence that Rami bought it from you. And there are Edim for Elimelech. So in this case, I don't have Chazaka, but I don't need Chazaka, because you don't have Edim or Akamas. I'm Modeh with Elimelech. But I say I bought the field for Rami, and that we could all accept is true. The question is, did Rami own the field? So the answer is, well, if I have witnesses that Rami lived, if I say, Tosus himself said at the beginning, if in my initial claim I say I bought it from Rami and I saw him live in it one day, I win. I have amigo that I could have said I bought it from you. So now I don't have amigo anymore because it's amigo l'maprea. But now I have witnesses, so you don't need amigo to make me believe. I have witnesses that Rami lived in it one day. So I would have said, the reason why I'm believed is because Rami lived in it one day. That means it's a taina. It's a valid taina. Like by Kashta de Lisa, the mocher, the in-between party, living in it one day. Doesn't prove that he bought it, but it gives raglayim l'davar. The way Ephraim said, it grounds it. It's not just stam. Oh, I bought it from so-and-so, who I think bought it from. No. So-and-so lived in it one day. So Tosis, instead of being satisfied with that, he jumps and says, and Rami has amigo. Because in this case, there's no Eidei Marakama. But if Rami lived in it one day, he could say to Elimelech, I bought it from you, Migo, that he could have said, Lohay Dvar Me'olam. And then Tosis says, Akasha, but he can't because I'm an Yechad. And Tosis says, no, well, I'm not Machayev Shvua. And I want to just prove one point to you. In the case of Kashta de Elisa, let me remind you, the guy's living in it 4 years. And the guy says, what are you doing in my Aliyah? And the guy said, well, I bought it from so-and-so who bought it from you. What the Gemara says there is that if we have witnesses that the mocher lived in it one day, then the chazaka works. Now let me ask you a question. In that case, why does the chazaka work? Is it a migo transferring from the mocher to me? The answer is absolutely not. What would happen in that case? I don't have chazaka. Well, the mocher doesn't have chazaka anyway. But we know the mocher lived in it one day. The mocher lived in it one day. And he has a fight now with the marakama. Who wins? There are witnesses he lived in it one day. Who wins? The answer is the marakama. Why? There's a taina, but there's no chazaka. The reason, it's clear from the Gemara and the Malach, Kashna Vilisa, that the purpose of Darvei Chayoma is simply to provide a foundation for the taina. That the taina is now not a dvar miyama, I bought it from him, who said he bought it from you. It's like, how do you know he owned it? No, I bought it from Rami, and Rami lived in it a day. Does that prove that he bought it? No. Would he win with that taina? No. He doesn't have any proof. He has no shkari, he has no chazaka, he has no edim to the mechira. He wouldn't win himself. But I win on the basis of A, I have shnei chazaka, that's my shtar, and B, it's very plausible that Rami owned it. So I don't understand why Tosfos needs to go down the rabbit hole of Migo, of Rami, which then transfers Tanina and Lokeach. Just say that I could have said at the outset, I bought it from Elimelech, I bought it from Rami, and I saw him living in a day, and I know it was yours originally. That would have won, since you have no Eide Marakama. I have no Chazak, but you're Eide Marakama. So I would have, Tosfos says, I didn't make that. Tosfos says that I would have won with that. So now that I can no longer lodge the Taina that Rami lived in it one day, because I didn't say it originally, it's a Migal HaMafer. Fine, but I have Eide that he lived in it one day. So I don't really understand why Tosfos goes down this rabbit hole and gets stuck in having to use Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Abba as the proof that you can actually use the Migo as long as there's no actual Shua Seidachot. Brian?
I don't know, but
I'm
an Aleph. I'm Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Abba, and I'm So he could have been making a dimyon valo, but he seems to be assuming that we're saying that Lokeach is exactly like Yorish Tanina.
No. I understand the Taina there. The Taina there, we are. The problem in that case is the Chazaka Sheinim Taina. So Ta'anina there is a bizarre kind of Taina. That's not a Taina he. My point is, it's not a Taina he could have made. It's a Taina that we make. So, but the Gemara set, I think the Gemara makes exactly that point. That it's not really a taina, because it's a taina that he couldn't make. But it's a raya. Taina lomi boy, the Gemara says, but raya, the deal they wanted to say, that Rav Chiya was correct, is that you don't need a taina, but you need a raya. Right? It's not, again, is this a really, dor bei chada yoma, is that really a valid taina? No, not really. Even if I have chazaka, the fact that he lived in one day doesn't prove that he bought it. If I say I saw him buy it from you, that's a valid taina. That he dorbe chayoma is not really a taina. It's a raya. In other words, it's a grounds. It's grounds. But my point is that this is a case where the dorbe chayoma, the mocha himself, it would not work for it all. Whereas Tosfos is trying, right? Now, it wouldn't work in the kasha of Elisa. The Mocher, who just had lived there one day, and we have proof to this, he could not win that field from the Marakama. He has no Chazak, he has no Shtar, he has no Raya. All he has is a Miktas Raya. It's the Lokeach by Kashtar Elisa who has a Chazaka, plus, even though it's not a full Taina, it's a Raya is enough to make him to a Taina. So I don't know why Tosfos feels the need here to just, that's all Tosfos had to say. That's a Raya. Right? In other words, I don't need Cheska Shalashanim because Elimelech doesn't have Eidei Marakam. Or, again, Tosfos at the beginning, I think most Rishonim agree. Just as I could have said I bought it from Elimelech, I could say I bought it from Rami, who lived in it a day, who said that he bought it from you, and that I would win with it. Or, I bought it from Rami, who bought it from you in my presence. I would be believed. I would win, and I would win with that. So that should have been sufficient for Tosfos here. I don't know why he goes, as I said, go down the rabbit hole of, oh, Rami does have amigo because even though there's an eidachad against him, nonetheless, there's no chayav shua here. So Rami could win with that. He has amigo. Therefore, the amigo transfers to me. And there is a problem, as Tosfos is about to quote a dissenting opinion. The dissenting opinion is, sorry, I've got to go back to, Tosfos continues, now he brings a raya. Ooh, this is fun. How do you know that amigo transfers? How do you know that Rami writes the Tain and Amigo? Do I have that Migo, by the way? Do I have that Migo? Rami is believed to say, the fact that he's living on it for a day, he's believed to say, I bought it from you, Elimelech, because he could sell it here with Rameola. Do I have that Migo? It does not transfer in logic to me, because I can't sell it with Rameola, because that would be Migo Lamafre. I already said it belonged to Elimelech. So Tosso says, how do you know that amigo can transfer? So he says, V'chi agam lematzinu b'sof hamocher. Gabe mafkid, you recognize this gemara, I hope. Mafkid eitzel chaver b'shkar. Da'af agav da lo tanina liyasme nensu. Afile hecher tanina lo hechzar tichla. So let me just remind you of the case. The shkar kisayot zali yisom. The father received $1,000 from Ruvi. Half of the $1,000 was a loan. Half of the $1,000, $500, was money to invest. On the loan part, there's no question, everybody agrees that Reuven is allowed to collect the $500. Why? Well, because he has a shtar. And what could the father possibly have said? If I'm holding a shtar that says that you owe me money, what ways, short of proof that you don't, that whatever, you pay me back or something, that the shtar is forged, what ways do you have of getting out of paying this debt? The answer is none. What? Well, no, you can't. Why? The father would have no basis of finding that. The best that could happen is the lova would say, I paid you back. The malva says, why am I holding your shtar? The lova says, swear it to me, and we impose a shvuas hesed. So we would impose a shvuas hesed on the first $500. What about the second $500? Which was an investment. It was an investment. Now, what's the rule with the investment? Well, what happens if something goes south on the half that's an investment? Who loses? The malva, the mafkid, if you want to call it. This is, by the way, somehow, this is related to how Heter Iska works. Machs Iskar, somehow. You disguise a loan as an investment. I'm not sure all the problem of the modern day Heter Iska. So here's the deal. On the second half, the borrower who died does not have unlimited liability. You know when he has to pay back the money? If the money is still there. If it made money or if it didn't lose money, he pays it back. If it lost money, he's off the hook. He's not a chray. So what could the father, if he were alive, say? To demonstrate that he was not liable for the other 500. What could he possibly say? I paid you back. In which case, the other guy would... But I would respond to you saying, my boy. But the Gemara made the whole point of saying there, what Eli Melech, that I am believed to say Hazarti La, with a Shua, Migo.
I lost the money.
Nensa. The investment failed. The father would have been believed to say, I invested the money in Nensa. If I could be called him. He's not a Hava. You know why he can't say that by a Hava? No. What would happen if he say, why can't we believe him by a Hava with a Migo? Believe him to say Nensu, Migo, then he could have said Hesarki. Echaiv on this. Did you say Rivis or Onus? He's fine. The fact that, you know, I borrowed $100 from you, I walked through Washington Heights, you know, in the less corners at 12 o'clock at night, and someone mugged me and took the money, and I come back to you, Elimelech, and I say, Nebuch, I'm sorry, I can't pay you back. I was Nebuch. It's like, nice try. How about you have to pay back no matter what? But by the half that was an investment, so the father had as Neman to say, Hechzar Tilach, with a shvua in that case, Migo, that he could have said Nensu. He would have to take a shvua for Nensu. He takes a shvua, and that was one of the points that Rishon made. We did it. We did when we did. Which sugya was that? Was that the first Migo? Migo Lahotzi. It's when we did it. The father is believed to swear this one, Migo, that he could have sworn that one. Right. Normally, by Nasa the Rabbi Abba also, amigo, you should be able to take a shvua with amigo for the other one, except as exeris hakasuv, that if you don't contradict the eid echad, you lose. That the eid echad turns into two eidim, and no amigo helps you, and no shvua helps you. So Tosa says, in that case, for the one sheet in the Gemara, everybody in principle, there may be reasons to not, that the machlokas, but not about this issue. Tosa gives you b'kitzri, he doesn't spell out. Tosa says, according to everybody in that Gemara, as a matter of principle, we would say the Yisomu Mapater. The 500th, the guy collects because the father had no time. But the 500 in which the father could have said Nensu and would be and therefore he could have said Hechzarti Lach, we're towing on behalf of the Yisomim. And since the father would have been believed with Amigo, we will transfer that for them. So Tosa says the same thing here with the Mocher, with Rami and me. Since Rami would have been believed Amigo, and he wouldn't have had to take a Shvua because it's a Karka, my Erecha wouldn't have mattered. Therefore, Rami's Nemonis transfers to me, and the Edom come and say, Edom who say that Rami lived on it one day, therefore, Migo, I guess, I know, therefore, since Rami would have been believed, that Nemonis transfers to me as well. That's what Tosa says, except there's a problem. So that, let me just read that line again. V'chi ha'gav namatzinu b'sof ha'mochar sabayis, gav e'matkir eitzel chaver b'shtar, da'af ha'gav d'lo tanin aliyas me'nensu, afilu, you can't because shtar chaver b'shtar, afilu ha'chi tanin aliyahzar t'moch, kevan sh... I'm sorry, no. You're not toying nensu because I think onus is lo shchiyach. But afilu ha'chi tanin aliyahzar t'moch, kevan shavim ha'yenem ha'metainas of amigo. Right. They can't say Nensu because it's Lashkiach and they don't know. Nonetheless, because their father could have said Hazarti Lach, and with Amigo that he could have said Nensu, even though that's Amigo that they wouldn't have. I mean, they can't say Hazarti because they don't know. But Tosa says the Amigo transfers. So the same thing here. That the Omer Ri disagrees with Rashba. Who is the Rashba, by the way? Not the Rashba of Barcelona, but the Rav Shivshon ben Avraham, the Rashbi Shans. That's the Rashba in Tosfos. So the Omer read the Lo Domi Lahi Da Mocher Sabayis the Hacham Hayirotza Mocher Liskos Betaynezo the Lo Haysa Shulchame Olam Lo Hayimatha Lo Keach Re'edea Haya Shehaysa Shalom. He's not convinced that the comparison works. You know why? Because in the case of the Yisomim, the Yisomim would happily not pay back the money because they have no reason, they have no knowledge that their father actually owes the money. They don't know, but they might actually think he did pay it back. That's a possibility. But the bottom line is they have no reason to know that their father still owes the money. But here, what would happen if Rami fought off Elimelech on my behalf by saying, Rami, lo hayu dvarim me'olam, never happened. What would I do? What would I have to do? I'd have to give the field to... I would give the field, presumably, to Elimelech. Why? Because despite the fact that Rami has an ego and Rami is lying, I know that the field belonged to Elimelech. So the Rish says the two are not comparable because here, it's the Baal Dabar who knows. Who knows? It's the Eidef who knows that the field belongs to Elimelech. So Rami cannot, from my vantage point, Rami can't taina lo hayudvar me'olam because I know hayudvar me'olam. I know that. So it's very fascinating. For the most important, there are multiple important concepts that come out of this discussion in Tosos. One of which is that a Migo works against an Eidechon if there's no Shvua. And number two, more interesting, is that a Migo is transferable. From if the Mocher or the father had an ego, that transfers automatically to the buyer or to the Yorish. And according to the Rashba, even though in a weird sense the Yorish or the Lokeach may know that it's not believed that it's true. Why should not that he doesn't believe that it's true? I do believe that Rami bought the field from Elimelech, but Rami's only believed that he bought the field of Melech with Amigo that he could have said it was always his. And that doesn't work for me because I know that that's not true. If Rami had said with respect to me that the field was never Elimelech, I would have to say Elimelech, I'm sorry, Rami's lying, it's obviously your field. Now what does, by the way, so that's what the Reese problem is. The Reese problem is that if Rami were to lie, I would in fact give the field back to Elimelech because I know it's his. I know Rami's lying. Except, what would be the Rashba wasn't, Rashba understood that, what would his defense be? His defense would have to be, apparently, that when we evaluate the claim of Amigo, we isolate it. We look in Rami's situation. If Rami wins the field through Amigo, then in effect we don't really care about what I know and the details. Now, again, Rami's actually claim is what? His claim is not that Lahoyd Varmeo won. His claim is that he bought it from Eli Melech. So we no longer care what his claim, what the Nemanus of his claim was based upon. If he has granted Nemanus because of a Migo, I have Nemanus because of that Migo that he had. Even though that Migo wouldn't work for me, because if he said Lahoyd Varmeo won, I would give the field back to Eli Melech. I wouldn't keep it.
Meaning that, in a sense, that Nemanus transferred, not as opposed to the Migo
transfer. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what I think the Rashba says. And I think the Ri is arguing that it is the Migo that transfers and it doesn't actually work in this specific case. It works in the case of a Mocher Savayis. So I'm still puzzled. That is what Tosos says. It's incredibly harif. I'm still puzzled as to why Tosos needed to go down, I'll call it, this rabbit hole. Tosos should just have said that even though I'm not Neman to be Choser V'Toin, that Rami was Darbe Chajoma, because it would be a Migo L'Mafreya, so I don't have Nemanus. It's not that I'm wrong, it's just I don't have Nemanus to say that. And by the way, Darbe Chajoma in no way contradicts what I said. Right? To say that Rami bought it from you in my presence, you might argue by omission, how could I just say I bought it from Rami who bought it from you? I mean, it's still not a contradiction, but you could at least say, I sort of said I bought it from you in front of me. But to say that I bought it from Rami who bought it from you, and the reason why I assume belong to Rami is because Darbe Chajoma, there's no reason for me to spell that out. So why Tosfos doesn't just say simply, I'm not Nemon to say it myself because I don't have a Migo anymore, but once the Adam established that Rami lived in the field, and we agreed that I bought the field from Rami, and I bought it because I think Rami bought it from you, and Rami lived in it one day, which is a Raglayan Ludavar that he actually bought the field. It's not proof in its own right, obviously, but you have no idea Marakama. So that should have been enough. I don't know why Tosos has to go, you know, it creates a very interesting discussion, but I don't know why. Okay. Before, I want to just finish up Tosos very quickly. This is really not, this will just reinforce one little point earlier, and then tomorrow we will start Grama and Garnet, and you have plenty of sources to deal with. Kasav Rabbeinu Chanan, it's a totally separate point to Tosos. My Gemara here doesn't have a note, but my Oz V'Hadar in the base Medrash does, that this is really a separate topic. Kosev Rabbeinu Chananel, Re'inu L'Rabbo Seinu HaGo'im Zal, L'Hai Machzik Lesle L'Mechas L'Dina L'Hadei Mara Da'ara, L'Hai D'Zabin Le Machis Badei. So this is really interesting, because it does tie in with what came before, but not exactly. Who has the right to go to base and fight this case? So, the Go'onim say that When Elimelech comes to me and says, my boy is Bayara, and I say to him, I bought it from Rami, who bought it from you, at this point, I have no standing in court anymore. Because by my claim, I have no evidence that I have any standing. Elimelech, I admit it feels Elimelech's. Elimelech certainly has standing, but I have no standing here. How do you know that I'm a Baldavar? That's what the Gona want to say. Now, the truth is, it may be rooted in the Gemara's language, because Rava says to him, the other guy says to him, you mowed that it's my karka, you didn't buy it, zil val varm didiyat, which is a strange expression. It's not zil val varm didiyat, zil because by your claim it's not actually yours. But the Gaonim seem to be thinking that quite literally, that zil val varm diyat, that at this point the Machzik cannot even argue and raise in anything because there's no evidence that he's a Baal Dabar. His only time that he has is with the Mocher, in line with Rami, because I claim Rami sold me something that maybe wasn't his to sell me, I don't know. So that will be my claim with clause, but I can't take you to court at all for any proofs or anything, because I'm not a Baal Dabar. That's what the Gonim say. The Einer L'Rashba, the Kol Skos, Shetavo L'Yado, Mocher Rishon L'Sheni. It's not surprising the Rashba is saying this, because his whole idea is everything that you have, that Rami had potentially, that he has, transfers to me. Earlier it was the Migo, you know, the Nemanus, I should say, the Nemanus based on a Migo transfers to me. And now the Rashba says, Ma Nein Rashba, the Chol Tzush Shetavli Adamach Rishol Sheni, V'lo Yucha Lichos V'lo Ma'arlo, La Bal Dvarim Didiyat. U'la Kaman Ashrecha Mehed Yagab Ehud Dar Bakash Tavi Lisa, V'lo Matzalim Emer Le Bal Dvarim Didiyat, El I Ava Mashkach Sadi, Dar Bei Hoch Rabbi Chayoma, Ava Mokhe Vche Biyadim. So it's clear that in the case where my claim is I bought it from Rami, who bought it from you, I have standing to fight with you in court to try to demonstrate that Rami bought it from me. But the Rashba here is somewhat linked to the Rashba. Again, it's a separate topic. It addresses a totally different aspect of the case, but it's linked in that the claim in both cases that the Rashba is making is that what Rami, whatever Rami could argue, whatever Rami has, transfers to me. A, the nemanos that comes because he has a migo, even though I don't really have that migo. And B, the capacity to fight Elimelech in court and to claim that he bought the field, I can do the same thing.